Now, as we get started today, another big AFC North test. They play great on defense. They play great physical football. I have a lot of respect for Coach Harbaugh and what he's done there. And the offensive staff over there, I've had a chance to go through and go against in many different places. The new run game coordinator, Greg Roman, was at San Francisco with Coach Harbaugh's brother. And so had a chance to see that run game, that run style, twice a year. And he did a really good job. It's very physical. It's a very tough counter and point of attack, press the ball downhill type run game. And then Marty's done a really good job everywhere he's been in the West Coast offense and the passing game, the things that they've done there too. So this will be a big test. You know, one of the reasons why I really, you know, like coming here was the toughness of the AFC North and knowing that all these years of competing against it. And when my career began a long, long time ago, several of these teams were in the old AFC South, if you can imagine with that. And we played against them a couple times a year too, and it's just kind of gone on from there. So this will be another tough test for us. We had a really good week of practice, really good week of preparation. I thought our guys were very focused last week and played dominant in a lot of different areas. They came in and pushed hard this week on everything they can do better. And again, today's practice was very similar to last Friday in that you would have thought they were ready to play in the parking lot today. Questions?
What does Joe Flacco, what makes him unique and what makes him good?
Joe's been one of the better deep ball throwers in the league for a long time. And I also like Joe because of how he had to work and earn and prove everything about his ability in this league. As people always want to doubt us or doubt people of why should you get a shot in this league, Joe showed a lot of people a long time ago why he belongs in this league. You know, Hugh Jackson has had a chance to coach Joe, and I'm sure he can give you even more very critical and constructive and very obvious coaching points from him. But I've had a lot of respect for him for many years, and not only can he play the position physically, but he plays the position mentally, and you got to be right on as a defense on the pictures you're showing him, the looks you're showing him, and then where you want the ball to go. And he's done a very good job in his career.
Greg, when they came out, when the Steelers came out and threw all those quick hitches and those short routes to start the game, did you expect that? And did you have to adjust to that?
Yes, I did. Yes, we did. And the reason they did is because we made them do that. And, you know, the number one deep ball throwing team in the National Football League for four straight running years is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And when Ben's throwing it short, everybody's smiling.
Part of why DeBrille was playing so deep.
Mm-hmm.
I know you use a bunch of different personnel packages and groupings. You had the three that started.
Only have 18 of them here of the 42 that we have. And the reason that is because, again, it's just matching up with the kind of people we have here. And the staff has done a really good job with the personnel department and with the head coach of how can we utilize the guys here on this team, not other guys in the league, not other things that other people are playing, but after a long time of lots of different players. And I think I said this back in the spring, it's up, you know, 2,500 different guys I've had a chance to coach in all these years in the league, is that how do we adapt things for the guys that are playing here? How do we adapt the scheme? How do we adapt the package? And then how do we get the best players that we have here on this roster playing at the right time? Sometimes that's dictated by who they deploy on offense. Other times it's dictated by who we want to play on that particular special situation. But the guys did a good job, and we matched up pretty well with some of the things that we saw them do.
When you use your three starting linebackers for almost every snap, what does it say about
them? What it says is those three cats are good. And you know what? And I smile, and that's a very good question that you're asking, is why would I pull either one of those three guys off?
Yeah.
And there's been lots of times when I have had to play with other places with 5 DBs of 6 DBs. Didn't have any linebackers. And so you're going to play the next man up, the next best player. Those three cats can play now. And so that's not very smart for me to get them off the field very many times. And the times that we do, sometimes it's for rest. And this staff has been really good on keeping their eyeballs trained during the game. It's an expensive seat to be standing down there on the field and not be paying attention to the game when I've got 2 D-line coaches, 2 linebacker coaches, 2 DB coaches. Why can't we split our eyes up and make sure we're watching the right things and help out on some fatigue issues when that happens? The one thing that when you see on film is how hard these guys play. And sometimes coaches, owners, scouts, GMs, you know, they get it all mixed up, is that I can't affect very much what mom and dad give them in a gene pool, but I can affect how hard they play. And if they don't want to play that way, then they just don't play for us.
The natural question is, you know, I think we all knew that Kirksey and Collins could really play, but Schobert is a surprise to us. What has he shown you, and how has he been able to kind of rise the way he has?
It's a good recognition of how well he's played. And here's another thing. I've always taken, and we should as coaches take great pride on affecting change anywhere you have a chance to move into to help people win. Affecting change means that you make an average player play good, a good player play great, and if you have the opportunity to coach a great one, and very few of us do, then he's got to play great on your watch. Shobes was playing in somewhat a misposition last year, but that was the way that he had to be able to play in that whatever style of defense. One of the things that I liked a lot about him coming out, and I was attracted to him in the draft when he was coming out, was he was an all-state basketball player. You know, and those movements are rare when you talk about a football player with toughness and still be able to play tough. The next thing is that how smart he is. And then sometimes when you have a smart player, they want to think too much, become a robot, and be too robotic in their decision-making. So all that put together was ask him to lose weight. You can tease him about that. Okay, and he lost weight. And not only did I ask him, I told him, you better lose weight, or otherwise you'll have periods of practice with me helping you lose weight. And then you all of a sudden see those movement skills. And then getting him to believe in himself that anywhere we go and what we do, the middle linebacker is the person in charge on game day. And sometimes that's daunting. Sometimes that's intimidating. And you got to kind of go through that trial and error. That's why the spring is so important and the training camp is so important, to go through those trial and error things. And then he has somebody like me support him saying, I don't care what he calls, you better do what he tells you to do. I'm going to coach him to tell you right. But whatever he says, be right. Now, with all that being said and done, he's playing pretty good. And playing sideline to sideline. So the one play he'd love to have back, 2 plays he'd love to have back in this last ball game is I thought he was going to catch the ball, he deflected. And him being that deep is rare for him to recognize and be that close to making the play. And in the play where they scored a touchdown, you know, and he knows that. And, you know, the thing that was refreshing to me about that was that he was on to the next play. Sometimes when you make a mistake like that, you know, it disturbs me on the sideline how I have to try to get their confidence back or get their attention back. He immediately put it in the back burner, got on the next play, and it didn't result in multiple mistakes. That's positive for him. He played very well.
When you look at the Ravens run game, what they would do in that opener, particularly Terrence West, what challenges?
You know, all those guys. I'm serious on that. They played multiple, and I thought they played very physical and played more physical than I had seen them on film before. But that's Greg Roman in the room. You know, if you could ever be a secret attentive attendance player in the room when you see the where he coaches offense in that run game a lot like defensive coaches do, with an attitude and a demeanor and a requirement. And those guys really played physical in that ball game, and the running backs did too. He's doing well, you know. He's doing well. He's doing all the kind of things. He's watching film real good. No, I'm just kidding you. He's he's doing well. I mean, you know, again, you'll have to ask that from Hugh and the trainers, but he pushes himself so hard. And the one thing that we do with him, because, again, the story's not about him because he's not playing, is that we do not, and it's not something that's forced upon him, is that as we're coaching all the other people, he's learning from them too. I don't want to be saying something that is a revelation to another player that's a revelation to you too after you've made the mistake. There's no reason not to be learning while somebody else is playing your position. And he's done a great job with that. He really has. He's very attentive.
Your, you know, number one, I think it is tied for number one rank run defense this week. Do you have to kind of help those guys keep it in perspective a little bit? I mean,
yeah, and you know, rankings are rankings. I don't know, you know, that's just a number to you guys. I mean, it's 1 week. And that doesn't, you know, let's wait to the end of the season, you know, and see how it goes. We know that we've got to be very physical, and a big important part of this ball game is playing the run. We have to play that very well. And the other thing, too, is that as you continue to do more and more and more of this, is that each game takes on a personality of its own. And making them run the ball over making them throw the ball sometimes, if that's how we got to do it to win the ball game, we're going to do to win the ball game. If it means making them throw the ball instead of running the ball to win the ball game, that's what we got to do. So Hugh does a good job of recognizing that. And I've been with a couple of other head coaches and or offensive coordinators that understands that sometimes you just got to take this play card and put it down and let's go off of our instincts, and we're playing a ball game in the backyard, and this is what it takes to win. And Hugh did that in the second half of this last ball game. I thought that was pretty good. Record time. No, I mean, here's the deal. You love this. You can be on air, nobody block you. You can't get there. How fast it comes off. And, you know, maybe I wanted it to come out of his hands in a hurry. And then all of a sudden you have more people going and getting him who's down the field happen to cover the one-on-one open space places. So, no, it was I was happy that he got the ball out in a hurry. That's exactly when we went in the ball game, what we wanted done. And we just got to make a few more plays to help our offense.
One other question on Schobert. Is there a weight for you for a middle linebacker that's too light?
Or no, it's not, really. No, and that's a good question, too. I've had, you know, back many years ago, you know, even in the Super Bowl, John Vilma weighed 221. You know, Jonathan Casillas weighed 218. You know, London Fletcher weighs 243. And so it really is about whatever is the best power, speed, that each player has. And making a guy be too light, making a guy be too heavy, you know, the sports science here is excellent. They really do a great job of that. And I was guilty a long, long time ago, especially when I was a linebacker coach, of forcing a linebacker to put on too much weight. And the first thing that started to happen was injuries, because his body says, I can't withstand this weight. Now, he was powerful, he was sculpted, but that's not the genetic code for that kid. And so I learned a lot. That was back in the early 90s when I had a kid back then doing that. These guys here stay on top of it. They really, really, really do. And all the different things that we do to make sure what is optimum for that person, that's what we want. And I think Joe has found that out.
The corollary. Go ahead, Megan.
Do you attribute any of the run defense in the first week to, you know, some of it to how well your guys played, but also that maybe Le'Veon wasn't?
No. No, we played, you know, we played and did exactly what we're supposed to. And, you know, Le'Veon, that's his deal.
When you say a guy's too sculpted sometimes, it can lead to injury. I mean, is there any, have you guys had any discussions? Is there any concern that Myles Garrett might be too big and that's led
no.
to these?
No, because all the different things that we do with him and taking a look at all the different body quotients that we go through. And the other thing, too, is that we involve the player. You know, And I smile because I thought I was going to be a doctor one time, but everybody was worried about my bedside manner, you know, so I'm a coach. Is that, you know, doctors guess and diagnose. You know, we get tests and tests and tests, but players feel. When it's your body, you need to have input also. And these guys around here do a great job of including how we're feeling. You know, every single day when they come in, there's a whole big index of things that they've got to do that will fill out and goes into a program of how we're monitoring every facet of that young man. And from the recovery to the nutrition to the sleep to everything, to attention, everything is monitored. And the player has a say too. And then there's places for them to make sure they give their own opinions that we value. And then, you know, just like you all, there's some people that you say that this guy's opinion means more than this guy's opinion. You know, this guy's full. You know, or who knows? He just says whatever you want to hear. But this guy tells you exactly how he feels. And believe me, Miles is very, very intelligent, and he understands.